That comment drew a quick response from U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. The committee cleared late last night that he was speaking on behalf of the president. Powell said that Bush made it clear that he would oppose any such attempts against Mr. Arafat, and the president firmly believes that he has a commitment from Prime Minister Sharon that no such attempt will be made. The Palestinian Prime Minister's statement calling for international support was released shortly before he left on a trip to Jordan and Cairo, where he was to have talks Sunday with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. It is also being reported that talks between the Palestinian Prime Minister and Mubarak would cover Bush's announcement of support for Sharon's plan to hand over the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians while retaining control of large parts of the West Bank. Before leaving, the Palestinian Prime Minister had a telephone conversation with the U.S. Secretary of State, who assured him that Sharon's disengagement plan was tied to the peace roadmap drawn up by the European Union, Russia, the United Nations, and the United States, providing for a separate Palestinian state by next year. The Palestinians have said that the roadmap is effectively dead because of Sharon's announced plans. And you turn to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba for this Saturday, the 24th day of April. As numerous people from non-profit organizations working in Iraq evacuated the country during the past week, an independent emergency delegation of U.S. civilians was preparing to enter the Arab country, traveling into the tense standoff around Najaf, where the U.S. military recently deployed nearly 3,000 troops for a looming assault. The Najaf Emergency Peace Team, Peace Between Peoples, a small group of volunteers from several well-established human rights and religious organizations, has now arrived in the area to place themselves non-violently, symbolically, and physically between the U.S. armed forces massed nearby and the civilian population of the ancient holy city in the way of any American military assault. The delegation has received messages of encouragement from religious and community leaders in south-central Iraq. We understand, say the peace activists, that the dangers of our journey are many, but we are determined to try and contribute in our own small way to peace and justice for the people of Najaf and Iraq. Only when peacemakers are willing to shoulder some of the same risks that soldiers take in war can we begin to move away from the cycle of violence that grips human society at the dawn of the 21st century. Among the anti-war activists now standing between the occupiers and the occupied are members of the group Peace Action, an ordained Lutheran minister from California, and one of the founders of the Military Families Support Network. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, has issued a report on child slavery in Africa, which indicates that children are twice as likely to be sold or taken into slavery than women. Forced into slavery, militias, or prostitution, children from 89% of the 53 African countries reviewed are involved in the trade, according to the report, with many of the children ending up in the Middle East, although some also turn up in Europe. One of the problems in fighting the trade is that many of its victims have been sold into slavery by their own families. Thus, there are few reports of missing or abused children for authorities to investigate. The trade is also profitable enough for corrupt officials to turn a blind eye.